Every Tuesday afternoon, a special kind of guitar lesson takes place at the Rock and Pop School in central Kiel. On his black Fender Stratocaster guitar, the 31-year-old teacher Misha Gurke shows his student Martin some new blues licks. The unusual thing about this session is that both teacher and student suffer from hearing disabilities bordering on deafness. Both are wearing powerful hearing aids, but for the 29-year-old guitar student Martin, his hearing impairment doesn't stand in the way of taking guitar lessons.
I want to involve myself with music precisely because I have a hearing disability. Music helps me understand better what it means to be able to hear. And with music, it's about hearing as much as feeling. And that's why I concern myself with music much more than maybe someone with normal hearing abilities would. I don't think it's a contradiction at all.
Martin is one of several people with a hearing disability who regularly attend the Rock and Pop School in Kiel for music lessons. It's part of Borders Are Relative, an inclusion project that aims to make music more accessible to people with hearing impairments. Borders Are Relative was started by Martin's teacher, Misha Gurke.
I was born with a hearing impairment bordering on deafness, but I grew up in a hearing world. 4 years ago, I met other people with hearing disabilities at a summer camp where I was giving guitar lessons. It was the first time I realized how many others have hearing impairments too. In Germany alone, it's around 14 million people. And I also realized that many of them have been conditioned into the belief that they can't play music because of their impairment.
It's a belief that Gurke knows to be false. Aside from teaching the guitar, he also plays in his own group, the Misha Gurke Band. It's a tribute band to Jimi Hendrix and another guitarist whom Gurke first heard in his teens.
When I was 15 or 16, I heard a slow blues tune by the guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan. It inspired me so much that I wanted to start playing the guitar immediately. I didn't have much talent, and there was my hearing problem. But I really enjoyed the challenge of doing exactly the thing I seemed to be unable to do.
The positive experiences he's had with music prompted Gurke to start Borders Are Relative. The first instrument lessons for people with hearing impairments took place in late 2010. But, says Gurke, they aren't just for those affected by hearing damage.
The music lessons we offer are inclusive. That means they're aimed at people both with and without hearing disabilities. It's not about integration, because that would be saying we're integrating someone with a hearing impairment who previously was excluded somehow. It's more about inclusion. It's about admitting that everyone has impairments in some way or another, and that everyone also has different talents.
Gurke is happy with the feedback his project has received so far in what he calls the hearing world. He's made contact with different initiatives, organized events and festivals around the issue of hearing disability, and he's also received a commendation from the German government's commissioner for people with disabilities. It's the people who are directly affected, says Gurke, who seem the most difficult to convince.
I find that many of those with hearing disabilities are quite conditioned. They'll say, oh, I have a hearing impairment, I can't make music. They're skeptical or afraid. They have reservations. And sometimes people in the hearing world are prejudiced and say, you can hardly hear, why would you want to make music? So there are stereotypes on both sides. To counter these, we need patience. We have to approach our target group through many different channels of communication, but we still have to raise a lot of awareness.
For now, the Rock and Pop School in Kiel is the only place in Germany that offers special instrument lessons for people with hearing impairments. But Gurke has ambitious plans. The idea is to spread the concept across the country and to further expand the range of instruments for which lessons are offered. Julian Bohne, Deutsche Welle, Kiel.